He went up on the mountain by himself to pray. This is not the only time Jesus was alone in prayer. Before beginning his public ministry, he spent 40 days in the desert. In Mark chapter 1, verse 35, he woke up very early in the morning and went to a solitary place. In Matthew, after hearing the death of his cousin John the Baptist, he withdrew by boat. In fact, the Gospels record Jesus praying over 30 times, often by himself, before continuing his ministry of preaching, curing diseases, and performing miracles. That's strange. Jesus is God, the second person of the Trinity, so why does he need to pray if he is God? First, we need to remember what prayer is. Prayer is our communication with God, where we express our thoughts, gratitude, requests, and devotions through words, thoughts, and actions. When our Lord Jesus took on our human nature, he experienced everything we experience: hunger, joy, exhaustion. He lived a life of overwhelming demands, being among the crowds, healing people, driving out demons, and traveling. And so he intentionally carved out time to step away from the chaos, to rest, and to pray. As we heard in the first reading, the prophet Elijah sought shelter at Mount Horeb, waiting to encounter God. God was not in the crashing wind, the earthquake, or the fire, but in a tiny whispering sound. Jesus shows us the importance of stepping away from the noise, because God is not a God of chaos. He is a God of peace. Jesus did not approach prayer with panic or anxiety. He didn't pray to get what he wanted, to prove he was lovable, or out of obligation. Instead, Jesus shows us that prayer is ultimately about love, receiving the Father's love and loving him in return. People who are in love never need an excuse to be together. Love is the very reason for their solitude, for their time together. Jesus does not pray because he lacks something as God. He prays as the Son who has taken on our human nature, revealing to us his perfect communion with the Father. Jesus prayed to show us that through prayer, we can share in the communion of the triune God. And like Jesus, we need to first retreat from the noisy world and enter into solitary moments with God. As St. John of the Cross tells us, the soul takes pleasure in being alone and waits with loving attentiveness upon God, without making any particular meditation, in inward peace and quietness and rest. Without a deep, regular life of prayer, our active works and daily responsibilities quickly become heavy burdens, driven by our own anxieties, fears, and ego. When we take time to step away from the noise and rest in God's presence, his grace strengthens us and transforms us. This brings us right to today's gospel. Immediately after praying alone on the mountain, Jesus walks across the stormy sea toward his terrified disciples. Peter steps out to walk on water, gets scared, and begins to sink, crying out, "Lord, save me." Just as Jesus walked through the storm and rescued Peter, our daily encounters with God in solitary prayer give us the strength to face the storms of life. We cannot save ourselves by our own strength. We must meet the living God daily so that his grace can carry us through. So let's make a practical plan this week. Reserve 10 or 15 minutes in the morning to meditate on scriptures. Pray the rosary during lunch break or on the commute to work or to school. Or pray the liturgy of the hours. And when you are ready to pray, don't be afraid of the silence. God is there. He is not found in the noise, the chaos, or the constant demands of the world. He is found in the stillness, where we become quiet enough to hear his voice and rest in his love. Jesus went up the mountain by himself to pray. If the Son of God himself made time to be alone with the Father, how much more do we need to make time to be alone with God? So when you are ready to pray, remember where God is found. As Saint Teresa of Avila tells us, this magnificent refuge is inside you. Enter. Shatter the darkness that shrouds the doorway. Slip away. Close your eyes and follow your breath to the still place that leads to the invisible path that leads you home.